A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers, God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shown in the hearts that we in turn might make known the glory of God, shining on the face of Christ. This treasure we possess in earthen vessel, to make it clear that its surpassing power comes from God and not from us. We are afflicted in every way possible, but we are not crushed. Full of doubts, we never despair. We are persecuted, but never abandoned. We are struck down, but never destroyed. Continually, we carry about in our bodies the dying of Jesus, so that in our bodies, the life of Jesus may also be revealed. While we live, we are constantly being delivered to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in our mortal flesh. We do not lose heart because our inner being is renewed each day, even though our body is being destroyed at the same time. The present burden of our trial is light enough and earns for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Ebum Domini.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If a man wishes to come after me, he must deny his very self, take up his cross, and begin to follow in my footsteps. Whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would a man show if he were to gain the whole world and destroy himself in the process? What can a man offer in exchange for his very self? The Son of Man will come with his Father's glory, accompanied by his angels. When he does, he will repay each man according to his conduct."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is the feast of Saint Veronica Giuliani, a Poor Clare, a Franciscan nun. It's a joy to be a Dominican preaching about a Franciscan among Franciscans. And on her feast, we hear this beautiful passage from Matthew 16. Whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. And one of the questions that this passage raises, whoever would save his life, will lose it. One of the questions this passage raises is, what are we afraid of losing? What are you afraid to lose? We don't like losing things. We don't like losing simple things. When we've misplaced our phone or our wallet, we don't tell people we've lost it. We say we've misplaced it. We're looking for it. We're gonna find it. Until eventually we just have to admit, okay, I lost it. St. Anthony, another Franciscan, St. Anthony, pray for me. We don't like losing simple things. It's painful. It's an annoying part of life. But of course, we're more afraid of losing serious things. A job, financial security, our health, our reputation. We're afraid of losing those. And even more, we're afraid of losing those people closest to us, or our own lives. What are we afraid to lose? We could each write a list. Here's the thing about the fear of loss. It can be very powerful. It can overtake our lives. It can control us. In a way, it can destroy our lives. So on a simple level, imagine a kid who's so afraid of losing a toy that he keeps it in the cupboard. He's so afraid of losing it, he keeps it in the cupboard, he doesn't take it out. He has the toy, he saved it, but what's the point? He's lost the joy. Or you can think of someone who's so afraid of losing her health that she stays inside and cuts off contact with people, and she stays healthy, but what's the point? She's lost the joy in her life. The fear has won. Or maybe today or someday, the dominant emotion in your life and mine is a worry about what I'm going to lose, a worry about what's going to happen tomorrow when it's taken from me. And we can plan and minimize all risk and all danger, and our days pass in an atmosphere of anxiety because we're just trying to control. And again, what have we gained and what have we lost when the fear wins? So in all these cases, we can save things, we can have control, we can preserve life, but in the end, okay, we've saved possessions and we've maybe preserved our health for a time or minimized risks, but what have we lost? Whoever wishes to save his life in this way, in grasping and controlling, whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Jesus tells us a very simple truth that we can observe. Whoever wishes to save his life by controlling, by grasping, out of fear, will lose his life. Jesus gives us a very different way, a very different way to live. It's not a way of fear, it's a way of freedom and trust. And what he says is, look, I will give you everything. You don't need to be afraid to lose anything. I will give you everything. I will give you a treasure in the earthen vessel of your life. I will give you my very life, God's life, that great security. But then he asks us, I've given you everything. Will you lose everything for my sake? Will you lose everything for my sake, trusting that you will receive it all back? But do you believe that whoever loses his life, his possessions, his security, whoever loses his life for his sake will find true life? So he gives everything and he asks everything. The saint we celebrate today, Saint Veronica, knew what it was to find life by losing life. When she was very young and had her first communion, she had a vision. Of Jesus, who came and told her, you are mine, and I am all yours. I am all yours. And having found that treasure of receiving Jesus, that he was everything for her, she willingly lost her comfort in the world and entered a convent. She willingly lost the comfort of her family and lived a hard life, a beautiful life, but a hard life. And as she went on in her life, she even imitated her father, St. Francis, and received the stigmata, losing her comfort, receiving a lot of pain. And like so many saints too, she went through a time of having lost her reputation when people thought she was a fraud. But she knew Jesus had said to her, I am all yours. And so as she lost everything for his sake, she found true life in him. How did she bear it all year after year? Well, she wrote a lot, and here's one of the things she wrote. She said, love will endure everything. Love has conquered, and love himself has been conquered. She realized that Jesus had lost everything when he was here, had let himself be conquered. Why? Out of love for her. His love for her endured everything. Because he had given that love to her, then she could endure everything, including all the losses of her life, which she could say, I've lost everything for you, Lord, and received your life. Whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for Jesus' sake, we'll find it. Today, especially maybe, but in every age, we humans, we fear loss. We fear losing the simple things. We fear losing the things that give us great security in our life that we hold on to. And that fear can make us cling to things as they are, trying to control, to avoid risks, to avoid what God might ask of us. But what profit would it be if we were to hold on to everything we have and hold on to the whole world and lose ourself, our peace, our joy, our soul in the process? The Lord invites us today to live not in fear, but in freedom, knowing, of course, losses will come, knowing, of course, that he will be there with us through them. Because we are confident that all the losses that we experience in our lives, those things we voluntarily give up, those things that just simply are taken from us, that all those losses, if we bear them in union with his cross, in union with his love, those losses will be gateways into his life, into true life. For he says to each of us today, as he said to Saint Veronica, "You are mine, and I am all yours."